please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners Public Meeting Tuesday, June 16, 2020. The time is now 7:08 p.m. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published on November 28, 2019, issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. In an effort to prevent further spread of COVID-19 pandemic, the public meeting for the remainder of the year 2020 have been changed to Zoom webinar or teleconference meetings until further notice. The public will be able to listen to the Board of Commissioners meeting and participate during the designated public comment portion of the meeting by utilizing access through a URL link or dial-in numbers provided on the Township website. Commissioner Kelly.
Present.
Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Here.
Mayor Tucci?
Here.
All present, Mayor.
I have a report for the revenue for the code department, and I have two resolutions. One for Ritchie Planning to continue the COA rehab requirement that we have still not new housing, but the rehab part of the COA ordinance. We have that. It's $5,000 for him to do the filing requirements for that. And then the Rock Industries is the online tax sale that we have in October. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Kelly. I just have one resolution this evening. It's to create the create a diversity council here for the township. I can talk more about what that is either now or later. A diversity council, just to have the various stakeholders from different groups come together for a shared vision for the town.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Scarpelli.
Sorry about that. It's two resolutions. It's to authorize five employees to transfer accumulated sick time to Jarrett McCarthy. And also authorization. It was going to be a 60-day extension, but I'm changing it to a 90-day extension just due to we examined it a little bit closer since we put the resolution on. So we need 90 days extension on the Integrity Recycling Waste Solutions contract.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, I have my public safety report for May 2020, and I also have an ordinance introduction tonight, Mayor.
Thank you. This evening, I have a shade tree report for the month of May, and I have two resolutions. One appointing myself as a representative to the Community Development Block Grant Committee, along with Kathy Rempleshevsky, who I believe has already been appointed. And my second resolution authorizes the municipal clerk to advertise for sealed bids for the skylight glazing replacement and repair at the Nutley Public Library. And that's all I have.
Mayor, just a point of clarification, Commissioner Petracco.
I got
public hearing. Thank you. Okay, Madam Clerk, minutes?
I can't. Mike?
Do you need me to repeat it?
Move the minutes.
Thank you. Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
I think I was absent for one of them. I'm good. Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
And that's it for minutes.
Okay, we have no proclamations this evening, so we will go into reports. Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. I have a report for the Code Enforcement Department for the month of May 2020.
Thank you. Commissioner Petracco. Okay, and I once again have a Shatry report for the month of May 2020. Madam Clerk, bills.
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for June 16, 2020, Public Affairs, $99,845.54. Revenue and Finance, $3,281,203.24. Public Safety, $29,314.07. Public Works, $47,536.72. Parks and Public Property, $146,907.33. Water Utility, $24,361.47. Payroll, regular payroll total, $781,853.94. Overtime payroll, $29,943.46. COVID-19 overtime payroll total, $11,579.18. Total payroll, $823,376.58, for a grand total of $4,452,544.95.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We need a short executive session for purposes of personnel and potential litigation. Can I have a motion, please?
Move it.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances. And whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist. And whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to closed executive session. And now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, move into closed executive session to discuss potential litigation and personnel. Be it further resolved that the time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and as such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
The time is 7:15. Oh, thank you.
Okay, we're back. I apologize for the lengthy closed session, but we had some issues that we needed to discuss that we will disclose once all that business is taken care of. We're now at the point in the agenda. We have public comment on agenda items only.
Would you like me to read the public comment, Mayor? Mm-hmm,
please.
All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should raise their hand and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor. The mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the board.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Can everybody hear me?
Mr. Moore, I think you're on mute. Check your computer.
No, I am on mute.
His volume?
Volume's fine.
I'm going to turn my volume up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I feel like a Verizon commercial. Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mayor Tucci, is there a reason there's no bill list tonight?
There is a bill list, Mr. Moore.
Well, you paid overtime and you paid salaries.
I'm sorry I didn't get that.
You paid overtime and you paid salaries.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're asking me. There's a heavy echo here.
Sorry, I don't think it's me. Normally, on the bottom of the bill list, you have the salaries and the overtime that's available to the public. If you don't have a bill list, you should still have the salaries and the overtime. Am I correct with that?
They're all attached, Mr. Moore.
It's not published. It's not on the list. You can't see it. It's not publicly available.
It was posted. Mr. Moore, the clerk is advising me that the bill list was in fact posted. That's our normal procedure, and we haven't instructed her to deviate from that. So if there's a problem there, we will in fact correct it, but I don't know that there is.
You want me to send you a picture?
No, I believe you, but we'll look into it and we'll make sure it's corrected.
Thank you.
Hello, how are you? Can you hear me?
Can you just state your name and address for the record, please?
Catherine Pezzo, 142 Watchung Place. So I'm here today knowing that you all want what is best for our community in regards to the diversity board that Mr. Kelly had mentioned. It may be hard for some of us to see how racial injustice plays a role in our town, especially when we're being used as a good example. Nationwide, New Jersey being praised for its overwhelmingly peaceful protests. Newark is praised for their reform and community efforts. And Nutley has historically been praised for the community involvement of our police department. But this does not mean we are perfect by any means. The minority in Nutley does not have the same experiences as the majority. And I think a lot of people don't really realize that. According to the New Jersey Force Report, based on population, a black person in Nutley is 603% more likely to have force used on them than a white person. According to the Civil Rights Data Collection and College Simply, out of our high school students, 95% of the white population will graduate, whereas in our black population of students, the rate is around 50% or more. Beyond police force and graduation, POC have been racially profiled and do not see themselves represented in school, are subject to the assumptions of others, and more. I know this from seeing it firsthand and from hearing the experiences of others. People could be walking in the park right near their house and they get the police called on them, or they're driving home and they get followed home. Like you, I want this community to be held to the highest standards, and I would love for us to create an honest dialogue about what's going on going forward.
Thank you. I couldn't hear that. Was there a question at the end of that?
That I would want us to create an honest dialogue, and I am hoping that you guys see the need for better representation in the town.
I could agree with that. I could absolutely agree with that. Commissioner Kelly, would you like to speak a little bit about your cultural inclusion committee?
Yes, we're create tonight. There's a echo. There's the commission here. We see the need for a dialogue, and that's why we're creating the Cultural Inclusion and Diversity Council. And that's why this resolution's on the table for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it, and hopefully getting more POC involved.
I'm sure we can make that happen. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Thank you.
Just for the record, I went onto the website and the bill list is there in its entirety, just so you know. And all the resolutions and the ordinance.
Thank you, Alan.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
This is Jason Lowe from 127 Kingsland Street. And as a person of color in Nutley, I was very moved by the protest in the park and the march through town. And I am heartened to see that there is a diversity council resolution, but one, I think I share the concerns of the person who spoke before me about how people will be considered to be part of this, what this council is. And, you know, I want to have faith in the council, but considering I was read two commissioners had not stood or not kneeled during the protest when asked to, which I thought was actually kneeling for the whole 846 was quite powerful. Like to know what exactly this council plans to do and what its purpose actually is.
Commissioner Kelly?
The purpose of... one of the things we envision is various events to be put on by the council, whether that such as a cultural event, cultural performance, a cultural food event, food festival of some sort, and also just to create a dialogue between the different groups of our town and our community that on all these groups add to our community and make our community great.
Will there be any citizen involvement with this, or is this going to just be driven primarily through the commissioners and the government?
No, I've reached out to several different groups already. For example, I reached out to Nutley Pride, I reached out to Nutley United, and I also reached out to members of the Liturgical Council as well. And we're looking at adding one or two more groups, and we envision this group growing not to an unmanageable size, but to a core group of involved that of involved groups that with representation by individual group members.
All right, thank you.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Norma Buster, 96 Brookline. I made a Facebook post calling for a reform of Nutley PD. I'm really glad to hear that there's going to be a council. I hope you guys will include Nutley for Black Lives and actual people of color in your discussions. But my Facebook post for calling for reform got a lot of attention. It got the attention of Nutley PD, and they asked to meet with me. And today I met with Chief Stremolo and Captain Irwin. We discussed the mishandling of my domestic violence case 5 years ago and talked about some of the improvements they've made. We also discussed some of the issues that plague Nutley PD, such as people of color being profiled, stopped, intimidated, being told to go back to the hood, and unnecessary harassment at the hands of Nutley PD. The chief and captain were very respectful and very receptive, and they wanted to hear our stories. But it really seemed to be news to them and a surprise when I told them that people of color don't feel safe coming forward and don't necessarily feel safe coming to the police because of what's going on in this country, but also because of their own experiences with Nutley PD. So I'm wondering if, and so the Chief Stremolo was really open to hearing more experiences and talking to more people and, you know, in any way we can help bridge the gap. But I'm also wondering if there's anything that the commissioners would do, any, like, you know, that would show that they are open to reform within Nutley PD and listening to people of color stories.
I believe that the creation of this committee, as well as the sentiment of this board of commissioners, is to have everyone get to a point of inclusion and feeling like they are included. We never intentionally, are you there? Okay.
Yes.
We never intentionally exclude anyone, and if you've been to any of our events in the Parks Department or in the Police Department or DPW, everyone is treated the same way. But I agree with you, we have much more to learn, and we're open to listening, and we're open to acting, and to having everyone in this community feel like they're stakeholders and that they are a welcome part of this community.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor, I'd like to add something as the police commissioner also. If first of all, I think the discussion is a great thing to start, and I'm happy to hear that you met with the chief and Captain Irwin. And if there's any more meetings that you're going to have, I would love to attend them as well. But I just want to let the public know and let you know that we are an accredited police department, which isn't so easy to do, and we've done that the last 10 years. It's all the chiefs of police in the state of New Jersey. They formed this process, and you have to navigate through the process, which is a very difficult process, and not all departments are accredited. But I just want you to know and hear it from me that that will never, ever be tolerated under my watch at all. All people are equal, and all of our police officers are paid well, they're professionals, and we hold them to a high standard. And if there's a case that is out there that somebody's been mistreated, if it was brought to my attention, the first thing that would happen is we go through our internal affairs department, which is in contact with Dessus County's prosecutor's office as well. So that will not be tolerated under my watch. We hold our men and women of the Nutley Police Department to a very, very high standard. So if there's a case specifically that you know about, or anybody else knows about it, if it's brought to my attention or the chief's attention, that all goes through our internal affairs investigation bureau, just so you know.
Okay, that's good to know. Chief Stremolo told us about that too. As we were telling him though, it's unfortunately many people don't feel safe after being a victim at the hands of law enforcement to go back and report to law enforcement becomes an obstacle. So that's something I'm working on with people and seeing if, you know, I can help other people feel comfortable coming forward. But I think it it would also be helpful to just keep hearing support for people of color from Nutley PD because of people's experiences with Nutley PD.
I would love to keep those communications open because, like I said, with myself as the director of public safety, that will not be tolerated in Nutley at all. And if I'm aware of it, which apparently if there is some stories that you're hearing I'm not aware of, please reach out to me, because one of the things that I'm most proud of in the 12 years that I've been on this board, Nutley has received an award for being one of the safest communities in New Jersey, in the top 50. And a lot of the surrounding communities have not received that award. And, you know, I applaud our police department, you know, and I have to tell you, you know, with everything that's going on in the country right now, this is kind of news to me here that there are cases like that and people have been offended. But communication is the must, because without the knowledge, I can't act, the chief can't act. And I really, really hope that you keep in touch with me, that we could, if there is people, because listen, this is people's homes, you know, and this is where they live and whatever they are and wherever they came from, you know what, they're welcome here. And it's, you know, and we, especially as a police department, we don't ever want somebody to feel that they're being picked on because of what they are. You know, it should be, you know, if somebody's committing a crime, you know, we're going to react to that if it's whoever it is. But, you know, please keep the dialogue open with me, because I don't want anybody to feel like that in their home.
Yeah, I will. And I appreciate you saying, you know, acknowledging that there may be things you don't know, because as I said, this is a widespread issue with people of color in Nutley who feel unwelcome. And I know that a lot of people have wonderful experiences with our police department, but let's be real, most of those people are white. Thank you. I will be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Hi. Tammy Rossi, 28 Colonial Terrace. I jumped on this meeting late this evening, but I surmise this is the public comment session, correct? Yes? I have a question regarding the budget hearing. When can I expect to hear about that?
Commissioner Evans?
Tammy, hi. This is the portion of the agenda, which is a comment on agenda items.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Since you asked the question, I want to be responsive. Specifically, the minutes of the of when we had the public hearing, is that what you're asking about?
Did you already have it?
The public hearing on the budget, yes, we had that at the last meeting.
Oh, that was it? I thought it was postponed until you had received further information.
We postponed the adoption of the budget, but we already held the public comment period.
Okay. I'll wait till the public session to ask more questions. Thank you.
Tammy, just to be clear, on June 4th, that evening was the public hearing on the budget. The only thing we didn't do that evening was adopt the budget by vote of the board, because we're waiting for clearance from the state of New Jersey. They're behind because of COVID. Otherwise, we already held a public comment period on the budget for 2020. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
he doesn't have any sound or video. Whoever's on the phone. I'm sorry, on Zoom. Is there anyone else, Al? Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can you please state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, Anthony Salambini, 59 Manhattan Court. And I'd just like to comment on what some previous citizens were talking about and some concerns about the cultural committee being formed. I'd like to share some anonymous encounters with racism gathered through social media surveying, and these encounters specifically display racial bias shown by Nutley police officers. This one person that we talked to, she went out to lunch when she was in high school and saw her friend standing on the corner, who happened to be a black man. Standing on the corner, she greeted him with a handshake and proceeded to her car. As soon as she drove away, she got pulled over by a Nutley police officer, asking if she bought any drugs, because he saw her address on the corner. The officer proceeded to search her things, finding no drugs. The officer then stated, "I guess you're good at hiding drugs." In disclosing this encounter, she recalled, "I was so young and so embarrassed, especially seeing people from school watch this all go down." We had another encounter disclosed to us where a Jamaican citizen was stopped by police officers and about a call of someone suspicious walking around the neighborhood. And he didn't even fit the description of the call. He wasn't wearing the clothes that were described in the call. And he expressed a feeling of the police officers trying to get him to confess to something. And this all happened right in the neighborhood that he lived. My reasons for addressing these concerns and these encounters are simple. Racism not only exists in Nutley, but it affects our institutions. It is the responsibility of our elected officials, police officers, school board, and community at large to recognize, address, and actively fight against racism in Nutley. And what I would just hope for this committee is that it is very inclusive and actually includes people of color in the community to participate in this committee. And I'd also encourage that Nutley for Black Lives is involved with this community. We're a group of youth activists, many BIPOC youth from the town that have gone through the school system and have encountered many instances, much like the ones I've just described.
Okay, thank you for your comments. I think that's part of the reason and the major reason that the committee is being created. And in addition to the committee being created, at the last meeting, I announced two other committees, a business collaboration committee and a schools collaboration committee. And as part of the schools collaboration committee, we're not only going to be speaking about space issues and scholastics, but we're also going to be talking about issues of bias and why people are feeling the way that they're feeling and learning more about what's going on and seeing what we can do to correct that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, can you please state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, it's Adriana Minichini, 25 River Road. I wanted to talk about the diversity committee because I think it's a great idea, and learning about people of color's culture is a great way to expand one's knowledge. But the problem isn't with learning about people of color's cultures, it's learning one's history and racial injustice, starting with slavery till now and why it's still an issue. So I was wondering if there will be any exposure to the history of racism, especially in Essex County, that still happens today.
Mr. Kelly, would you like to respond?
Sure. The purpose of this committee is not only to be more culturally aware, but to be proactive in addressing issues regarding racism and intolerance and injustice.
Okay. Will you be using people of color's voices to talk about these issues?
Absolutely. I don't know how you can have this committee without having people of color on the committee.
Okay. The second thing I wanted to discuss was the blue wall of silence, because it's become popular recently. More people are becoming aware of this. And it's an unspoken rule that police officers will defend, hide, and protect other police officers from reports on them. And I was wondering if the Nelly PD knew or was involved with this unspoken rule. And if not, I would think it'd be beneficial to the community if the Nelly PD put out a statement regarding their uninvolvement with it.
Can you repeat your question? I couldn't quite hear it.
Yeah, I was wondering if the Nutley PD was involved with the blue wall of silence, and if not, if they could put out a statement regarding their uninvolvement with it, because I think it'd be beneficial to the community to know that their police officers are 100% truthful.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
It's the blue wall of silence.
It's an unspoken rule that police officers, you know?
Let's that go, okay. I just want everybody to know that's listening tonight, I'll talk to Commissioner Kelly about having a representative from the police department maybe join in on this committee, but I just want everyone to know that if there's anything that a police officer is not handling correctly, we have a big investment in Nutley in training, and like I said before, we did win an award for being one of the safest communities in New Jersey, the top 50, which I'm very proud of. And we have an internal affairs unit that investigates all kinds of things when it comes to our police officers. If anybody has an issue or if they were mistreated, please bring it to my attention so we could react to it, because we're not going to tolerate that here at all. But, we have to have the information to act on it. In my department, I could tell you, there is no blue line that applauds what has gone on in this country. I watched the video myself. It's horrific. It's horrible. It's not human. And that will not be tolerated under my watch. But I would need help from our community, from whoever, or from outside of our residents, that if someone is mistreated here because of their color or race or whatever their background is, I want to be crystal clear tonight. That will not be tolerated in Nutley as long as I'm the police commissioner. We hold our officers to a very high standard here. And if, again, I can't react if somebody doesn't come forward, but we really have a fantastic police department, and our crime rate is really low here in Nutley. Speaking, in general, but again, I will work with Commissioner Kelly to do that. But again, I just want to be crystal clear again. If there is anybody that is pulled over in this town or is stopped, we have, we have a system in place to protect those people, and it will not be tolerated under my watch. I'll say that one more time. So if there's anybody that you know or anybody out there that comes forward to me or the police chief or our police department with something that was mishandled, there is no blue line or we react to that. And, our Internal Affairs Bureau is well-respected in Essex County as well. And a lot of that stuff gets reported to the prosecutor's office, which oversees all that.
Okay. I still am going to push for a statement from the Nelly PD in their uninvolvement with it. I think it would be a great idea. I think that it's really important that the Nelly PD is honest in their uninvolvement, because that then elevates their credibility. Like you're saying that you hold them to a very high standard. And I believe you. I believe that that's true. It's, but not everyone does. So I think it'd be a great idea for the Nutley Police Department to be open and honest about their uninvolvement with the blue wall of silence, because it is a very big issue in the United States as a whole.
I'm not aware of that, but if you could grab my email or call the police department, and if you'd like to discuss that with me or the chief, I don't know much about that, but whatever I could do to help, and if the police department, you know, if we could make a statement, I'm sure that we would. I'm not familiar with the organization, and I'm not familiar that the police department said they wouldn't make a statement regarding it, or they wouldn't join in on it. What's the organization?
It's just it's an unspoken rule across the United States about police officers and their need to protect other police officers if there's a report on them.
Okay.
A lot of things.
If you'd like to send me the information or call the police department tomorrow and talk to my assistant there, Sam Corella, and get some information to her, and I could review it, leave your cell phone number, we could even be in touch with you. But again, I just want everybody to know that will not be tolerated under my watch. Any, racism or prejudice here, it just will not be tolerated from me.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Hello.
Hi, can you please state your name and address for the record?
Stella Marciel, I'm from 96 Brookline Ave. So I recently moved here from a surrounding town. Growing up, I was always aware of the reputation that we hold of kind of being unwelcome to people of color. After seeing the racist and xenophobic comments that were made on Nutley Citizens page by Nutley Citizens, it was very disappointing, and it's making it seem as if the reputation is true. The comments ended up spreading across social media and across the county, which is the huge reason why there was over 1,000 people who appeared at the protest. And these comments are not just online. With the smaller protests that have been going on, there's been hecklers who've been giving them the finger or targeting the people of color protesters with hateful comments. I'm just requesting for the PD to send a public message that they support people of color and allies, and to condemn people who are racist or xenophobic or spreading hate messages. As I already said before, I was very disappointed in the comments and how comfortable everyone was making the comments on the Nutley Citizens page. And I think there needs to be a message sent that comments shouldn't be made like that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear clearly everything you were saying, but I believe I caught the gist of what you were saying and your concerns. Was there a question in that I missed?
Yes, I'm just requesting for Nutley PD to send a public message that they support people of color and allies, and they are condemning people who are making racist and xenophobic comments and spreading hate messages. Because it seems as though being racist in this town is okay. Everybody is just freely making these comments, and it's really horrible. People are seeing these messages. It's becoming very public in the surrounding towns, and it's just very disappointing to see as a person of color. So, and I believe the police are very looked up to in this town, and I feel as though if they made a message, people would respect them. It shouldn't be tolerated. These horrible comments should not be tolerated at all.
I agree with you. Comments that are racially motivated and are rude and just inappropriate should never be tolerated. And it's moments like this that create the opportunity for conversation. All right. Unfortunately, we can't control what everyone says or does, but I can assure you that this governing body will do everything in its power to make everyone in this township feel included and feel like the vital part of this community that they are. So this is a first step for us. It's something that that's probably long overdue. All right. But it's something that we're committed to addressing, and we're here to listen, and we're here to act appropriately to make sure that everyone has the same feelings about this township.
Right. I'm just stressing that the PD should send a public message that it's not right to be racist, you know, racism and sending hateful comments. As I said before, it's not just online with a small protest. There are Nutley citizens who are giving the finger and saying hateful things to people of color. It's a huge issue in this town, and I think the message should be sent that it should not be tolerated at all. Because right now, citizens think it's okay to make blatant racist comments.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Mayor, just to piggyback on that, the chief of police also joined in our joint statement denouncing the death of George Floyd.
That's correct.
Okay. People still don't feel welcome. I think if they make a direct message on how they support people of color and Black Lives Matter and everything, I think it would be very effective. Because as of now, people of color do not feel welcome in Nutley. And it's very discouraging. And I think it's very important for a message to be sent condemning racism in this town.
I agree. Okay. Thank you for your comments.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's it. That's it, Mayor.
Thank you very much. I just want to thank everyone who decided to tune into this meeting and to make their voices heard. We are listening. We can do better, and we will, in fact, do better.
Mayor, before we go on, I just think that it's appropriate that I piggyback on this. The first thing I wanted to do tonight was I wanted to commend all the protesters that came and we met up at Yanacor Park. We thought there was about 1,500 people there. We did have our police department with us too. There was the chief was there, a lot of our captains and things like that. And I want to say that that's the way to protest. There was not one issue in Nutley, and people marched up our streets, side streets. I can't applaud the protesters enough. I also want to thank our police department for being out there and helping people and trying to bridge those gaps here in Nutley. But I think it would be not well to notice that all the protesting that's been going on in Nutley we have had not one issue in our police department, and nothing broken. Really, it's been a stellar job by the protesters, and I want to thank our police department as well. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Okay, Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioner Kelly, anything?
I don't have any announcements at this time.
Commissioner Evans? I'm good. Mr. Scarpelli? Commissioner Petracco? I do have a couple of short announcements. I'd like to, first of all, commend our Business Collaboration Committee. We have had several of our eating establishments partake in the outdoor dining, the Steakhouse, Cowan's, Nutley Diner, Jim Dandy's, and the Old Canal Inn. Mm-hmm. And the protocols are not easy to follow. They only can serve 25% of their approved occupancy or 50 people. Social distancing, obviously, is the rule of the day. But I want to commend both Commissioner Evans and Commissioner Kelly and your entire committee on the hard work that you did to get this started. And I've already received some phone calls of thanks, and credit needs to be given where credit's due. You did a wonderful job, you and your committee. So I thank you for that. As far as moving forward with some Parks Department items, we are canceling our concerts for this summer.
because we cannot guarantee the social distancing and the safety precautions that need to be put in place. I'm waiting for further direction from the governor's office as far as Camp Nutley, but it doesn't look good because the requirements are so onerous that I do not believe we can satisfy them, and that goes as well for our pre-K program. We will be having additional announcements as necessary, and we encourage everyone to listen and to partake in whatever activities we have planned. I see we have one ordinance on second reading. We have no introductions this evening. We have an ordinance on second reading. Commissioner Petracco, well, I guess we'll open the public hearing.
Yes, I just want to introduce the, well, it's a public hearing. It's ordinance number 3441, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the Code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 673, entitled Vehicles, Impoundment and Towing, particularly Section 5, entitled Towing, Subsection K, entitled Towing and Storage Fee Schedule. And we're also removing a $25 administration fee. I'd like to open the public portion of the meeting, Mayor.
Does anybody want to be heard on this ordinance?
Seeing no one?
No, I think we have a participant. Hold on.
Seeing no one, I move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Abstain.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Abstain.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Kelly.
As Mayor Tucci said, this is the first step. It certainly won't be the last step. We're proposing a cultural inclusion and diversity council to help address and navigate our differences. Whereas one of the hallmarks of any community is its diversity, whereas diversity builds strength, fosters innovation and problem solving by pushing everyone to look at things from different perspectives, whereas the Township of Nutley celebrates its diversity, whereas the Township of Nutley desires to create a more inclusive and engaged community, whereas the Township of Nutley desires to create a cultural inclusion and diversity council to address, navigate, and celebrate our differences, whereas the Township of Nutley desires to be proactive in addressing diversity issues, to hold events that celebrate its diversity and unique cultures that make up its communities. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners in the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, creates a Cultural Inclusion and Diversity Council, and be it further resolved that the Cultural Inclusion and Diversity Council be enabled through the Department of Public Affairs. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. Whereas on or about July 7th, 2015, the Township of Nutley filed a declaratory judgment action in the case entitled In the Matter of the Application of the Township of Nutley for a Determination of Mount Laurel Compliance, bearing docket ESX-L4800-15, seeking a declaration of its compliance with the Mount Laurel Doctrine and Fair Share Housing Act of 1985 in accordance with Mount Laurel 4. The rest of the resolution discusses the engagement of the town to negotiate our fair share housing requirement, which initially was set at 550 units. That has been settled out with fair share housing at 55 units that have to be built on the Hoffman Rose site. And we've talked about this before. In order to comply with the settlement agreement, we also have a rehabilitation requirement. And that requirement will enable us to use monies collected that are currently in the COA Trust Fund to help qualifying households do certain qualifying repairs to their property, which we hope to establish the ordinances around that very, very shortly. This, in order to execute this, Paul Ritchie, who is the municipal planner, needs to provide additional information to enable us to move forward consistent with the settlement agreement with Fair Share Housing and the court. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, do hereby approve an amendment to contract with Ritchie Planning as described herein, and be further resolved that a notice in accordance with the local public contract law of New Jersey shall be published in the Nutley Sun, and a copy of this resolution as well as the contract shall be placed on file with the clerk for the Township of Nutley. Be it further resolved that this resolution should take effect immediately. The total cost of Mr. Ritchie's services will not exceed $5,000. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Revenue and Finance has a need to acquire electronic tax sale contractor on behalf of the township, whereas Rock Industries, 306 Harlingen Road, Belmead, is the only certified electronic tax sale contractor in the state of New Jersey. Rock Industries has submitted a proposal stating that they will provide such services at the same rate as 2019. Of $15 per line item, not to exceed $4,500. Whereas funds are available in account 001206209 and are certified by the Chief Financial Officer upon the adoption of the 2020 budget. These funds are provided for in the proposed 2020 budget. Now, therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the County of Essex, State of New Jersey as follows. The Mayor and the Township Clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute an agreement with Rock Industries, 306 Harlingen Road, Belmead, New Jersey, for electronic tax sale services at a rate of $15 per line item, not to exceed $4,500, in accordance with the proposal dated June 8, 2020. Copy of this resolution as well as a contract shall be placed on file with the Township Clerk. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Scarpelli.
Thank you, Mayor. Whereas Jarrett McCarthy is employed by the Township of Nutley Department of Public Works, whereas Jarrett McCarthy has exhausted all his available sick time and other time due as of June 19, 2020, whereas five employees of the Department of Public Works are desirous in transferring 5 days each of their accumulated sick leave for a total of 25 days being transferred to Jarrett McCarthy. Whereas the aforementioned employees have provided their consent to said transfer in writing to the Township Clerk, whereas under the circumstances presented herein in the view of Jarrett McCarthy's medical situation and his service to the Department of Public Works, Board of Commissioners are desirous of accommodating this request. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the following employees were permitted to transfer days to Jarrett McCarthy: John Riccio, Anthony Lombardozzi, Michael Lombardozzi, Dominic Sedano, Mark Riccio. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
Before I read the second resolution, Mayor, I just want to make note that since it was published, we're going to extend the contract 90 days instead of 60 days. To avoid any interruption in service. Whereas the Township of Nutley advertised for requests for proposals, RFP, for the marketing of recycled materials on March 17, 2015, and said proposals were accepted by the Township Clerk on May 8, 2015. Whereas the Township of Nutley reviewed and analyzed all submitted proposals and determined that the proposal received from Integrity Recycling Waste Solutions, 111 Route 31, Suite 223, Flemington, New Jersey, was the most favorable for the Township of Nutley. And whereas Integrity Recycling and Waste Solutions was recommended for a 3-year contract award with 2 1-year options for contract extensions effective July 1st, 2015. Whereas the Township's contract with Integrity Recycling Waste Solutions expires on June 30, 2020. Whereas a result of the COVID pandemic and state of emergency, there was a need to extend the contract with Integrity Recycling Waste Solutions for 90 days effective on July 1st, 2020 through
September 30th, 2020, and all terms remaining the same as set forth in the original contract. Whereas funds are available from account number 001423209, the amount not to exceed $20,000, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of Jersey, that a contract be extended to Integrity Recycling not to exceed $20,000, and that the Mayor and Township Clerk be hereby authorized to enter into and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley Board of Commissioners. I move the resolution. Second.
Commissioner, I'm sorry, Commissioner, should that be $30,000 now?
Yeah, so let's make that $30,000 since it's another 30 days. I'm sorry, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. That's all I have, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco, anything this evening?
That's it for me.
Thank you. Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Mauro G. Tucci be appointed as the representative of the Community Development Block Grant Committee for the term of May 19, 2020 through December 31st, 2020. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township Clerk be and she is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for skylight glazing replacement and repair slash restoration at the Nutley Public Library. Specifications are available in the Purchasing Department, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey. Bids to be received on Wednesday, July 15, 2020, in the Commission Chambers, 3rd floor, Township Hall, Kennedy Drive, at 11 a.m. prevailing time, at which time they'll be publicly opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
That concludes the business portion of our meeting. We will now open the meeting up to the public.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks of the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Mayor Tucci, I sent you and Mr. Genintempo a picture just now through your email of the actual bill list, since we're not leaving anybody. And it is time-stamped on the camera, so you could see the timestamp. I do want to clear that one point up. But I do want to call you out, because this evening, you and Mr. Kelly listened to a lot of people come before you on a Zoom meeting and speak of a horrible subject. And you're supposed to have this inclusion meeting. Now, I applaud you for the two committees you created. The business side, I understand the people that were on it. But you put a lot of old people back on the educational side, that committee that you have. And that wasn't fair, because a lot of people want to become involved. Now, to correct that, right now on the record, I would like you to tell all those people who came here how you're going to select the people for this committee. Can they apply for it? What is the method for anybody who wants to serve on that committee? What are the qualifications? Why don't you announce that now so everybody knows who will be on the committee and what the selection process will be? Thank you.
Mr. Moore, I appreciate your comments, and I'll respond with this. Number one, you don't ever have to call me out. All you need to do is ask me a question, and you know you will always get an answer. The committees that were established, these were the initial members of the committee, and if other folks want to participate, I welcome that, and we will be rotating people in and out as necessary. All right, so it is not a closed committee. It's something that's open, but I needed to start somewhere, and this, again, was a good first step.
Then I think it's time that we at least establish at least Mr. Kelly should say how people can become involved in this and make it somewhat public. If you want to get involved with it, you should be able to send an email or request it. Request the position here, because you say that the committees are going to be rotating, but I never see the rotation because I wrote to your office and I said I wanted to be on that educational committee.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Moore. How many committees have you seen that I've established?
Two.
I'm not even in office a month yet.
I know that. I appreciate that.
And I have two committees that I've established. And as in the past, whenever I've given my word or said I was going to do something, I do it. Promises made, promises kept.
I appreciate that. You're the only
one. The proof is in the pudding. All right. So just wait and see.
I appreciate that. And I believe you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Hello. Chris Caleri, 115 Georg Avenue. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Chris Caleri, 115 Georg Avenue. Mayor, you had mentioned about the restaurants that are opening up.
That's
you
correct.
You had mentioned about 25% capacity. Are we not right now doing outdoor dining only right now?
I'm sorry, Mr. Cleary. I couldn't understand what you were saying.
According to Governor Murphy's mandate, we're doing outdoor dining currently, correct?
Yes.
And with that...
Yes, I believe that's correct.
What are we doing for our restaurants to allow them to better serve their customers, given the restrictions?
Well, what we've done is, through the good offices of Commissioner Evans and Commissioner Kelly, they reached out to the eating establishments in town. They helped them to apply for their COVID extension of premises licenses. And I don't want to speak for them, but they've also informed everyone of the protocols and what rules and regulations we need to follow that have been handed down by the state of New Jersey. Commissioner Evans, would you and Commissioner Kelly like to add to that?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. So through the committee, we made sure of a few things. In order to have an outside cafe commit, you need a coordinated effort between the fire department, code enforcement department, the police department, and the health department. We have advocated We have organized them and coordinated. I was looking for coordinated. We coordinated with them to streamline the approval process so that we can have a quick turnaround of the application. We revised our checklist and gave out comprehensive information about what a business owner needed to do in order to comply with not only the Executive Order 150, but the Health Department Executive Directive, as well as the, if you're ABC or is alcohol involved, what was necessary to be ABC compliant. All of those steps were in place. So far, we've had a total of, 10 applications. 7 of the permits were issued already. The remaining three will be issued tomorrow. So we're expediting all of the approval processes, as well as we waive the $100 cafe fee that we would normally assess for outdoor seating. Under the order allowed for flexibility for people to, businesses to set up seating in areas that are, would not be allowable under our ordinance. So we relaxed temporarily certain provisions of our ordinance, our zoning ordinance, to allow for example, the Nutley Diner has set up outside seating in their parking lot. So we have relaxed requirements that would allow them to do that. The Franklin Steakhouse is setting up seating in between the buildings, between the parking lot and Franklin Avenue. We've been working with them as well as examples. So every business owner, we've looked at their what they were asking us to do. We've even made available, if a business owner wants to use it, our public parking lots. There's also a coordinated effort that's involved because certain roads, especially Kingsland, Franklin Avenue, Center Street, Washington Avenue, those are county roads, so that it requires county approval. So we actually coordinated with them and got a direct contact with the county to make sure that we can expedite those approvals to allow, in effect, for some outdoor seating on Center Street and Franklin Avenue. So we've been doing a lot. The feedback from the owners has been very positive. Some of them very actually frustrated because they would like to move quickly and don't want to and didn't want to wait for example, a final approval from the state on their ABC license. We've been also very consultative and supportive in helping them understand what the issues are, and we've actually coordinated with the state and the county to expedite all of these approval processes. So we've had a very hands-on approach, and so far it's been working very well. Commissioner Kelly?
I think you stated that very succinctly, and well, not succinctly, but very thoroughly. I don't have much to add other than we're all working together on this to ensure that our business can be as profitable or maximize their profits to the extent given the circumstances.
Has there any been a few words?
I'm sorry. Has there been any businesses that requested use of the streets, Kingsland and Franklin, as part of their opening process?
Not yet. The part of the challenge is, is that for business owners to open up and to use the street, there's significant cost to them associated with doing that. And that's not town cost, but personal cost to set up the safety measures that are required in making the purchases. Many of the ones we've talked to are actually questioning how much they want to do since the expansion of premises, especially off-site premises, is a temporary provision by the governor. Once they allow seating inside, the expectation is those the liberalization of some of those rules will be actually withdrawn. So therefore, you know, incurring expense for a few week period is not something some of the business owners want to do. So we've discussed it, but so far no one has actually come forth and said, I'd like to do it.
And then one last question. Are the communications with the state and county public record?
I would say mine have been telephone calls, so they aren't recorded conversations.
Okay. I'd like to get to that. Mr. Cleary, the executive orders that the governor issues are in fact public record.
Oh, absolutely, those are.
All right, sure. So his executive orders and the protocols that have been handed down by the CDC and the State Department of Health are all a matter of public record, and you can avail yourself to them.
Okay, and then I just have one last comment. I do have to say, after hearing all the discussion earlier, that as a person of color who's lived in town for almost 16 years, I've had nothing but positive experiences with the Nutley PD. And I don't know that, I'm sure that not everybody has the same experiences that I have, but I do have to say that I have nothing but positive experiences with the police department.
Well, Mr. Cleary, we're very happy to hear that, and thank you for those comments.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dorothy Huey. I'm a member of the Nutley, I'm Dorothy Huey of 46 Highland Avenue, and Mayor Tucci, I'm a member of Nutley Rotary, and I'm gonna become the president of Rotary. I'm muted.
Okay. I'm Dorothy Huey of 46 Highland Avenue, and I'm a member of Nutley Rotary, soon to become president of the Rotary on July 1st. And I wanted to talk with you and the commissioners about doing a community needs assessment so that we know the best place to direct our efforts for community service and outreach. Is that something you can help us with?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that last part.
Can the Board of Commissioners help our club, Nutley Rotary, with a needs assessment to figure out where the needs are in town so that we can direct our community service and outreach and not let anyone fall through the cracks?
Sure, I'm absolutely positive that we can do that. We can either do it as part of one of our meetings here, or you can meet individually with the commissioners, and we can go department by department, and we can identify what we feel the needs are, and we can discuss them and see what your feelings are and what the Rotary would like to get involved in. I know the Rotary has a long history of being active and engaged in the community and do many, many positive things that we appreciate. So whatever we can do to continue that, I believe we're all open for.
I had approached Meredith Blank, and she suggested I come to a meeting, but she also said the health department is doing a wellness survey of the town, which we'd like to get involved in when the results are available. But I thought at the same time, maybe we could do something of our own just to make sure that we're being proactive and we just want to do more community service. We want to get more involved in the community. So I thought each of the commissioners has their area, so you guys would kind of cover and maybe have to, we do work with the Family Service Bureau, and we've helped the rescue squad, but there's so many other places that we might be missing that you guys might be able to help us uncover.
Absolutely, we welcome that.
So what would be my next step, to just contact you each individually?
I would, or you can communicate with us through the clerk's office, and we'll be happy to set something up and sit down with you and review what we feel our needs are. I mean, these are difficult times right now, and I can only speak for my department, only because we've been forced to cancel so many of our activities. Right. But we can talk about needs that existed prior to COVID-19 and the ones that we're experiencing now, and put our heads together and see what we can do to resolve some of them.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hi.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Catherine Pezzo, 142 Watchung Place. So going off of what some citizens mentioned earlier regarding public statements and the comments of Rory Moore, I think the question now is really how we will make systematic and systemic changes, because reinstating the same people that we've had in our government in the past into these committees and keeping the leaders white males doesn't really do much to change the integral problem in our society. Furthermore, cultural events, while they sound really exciting, are a very surface level way of dealing with racism in the town. And I feel like I didn't really get a clear answer as to how we will dive further into the history of racism in our community.
Mr. Kelly, would you like to respond?
I'm not quite sure what the question you're asking is. Could you rephrase it maybe?
To put simply, how will we make further, deeper systemic changes in our community? If you guys have any idea of how we'll go from here.
Well, I think, as the mayor said, that this is an important first step for us. And it's certainly not going to be the last step, and we're going to take input that we receive from this committee and kind of move forward with it and see how we can make changes that for the benefit of the town and the community.
How will the leaders of the committees be chosen if right now they're white males?
As I mentioned earlier, I reached out to several organizations already to include members of the Liturgical Council, Nutley United, Nutley Pride, and we will take it from there. People who are interested will either be recommended by those certain groups that I've already reached out to, or if people in the community want to get involved, they can feel free to reach out to me. Okay. And then we'll see how we can
move them. So I am part of Nutley for Black Lives. We are another group that's been advocating. We've been doing the pop-up protests on Center and Franklin. We've been organizing those. So please reach out to me or, our general social media if you want to talk to us further. Our main goal is to make sure that the voices of POC are on the front line of this change.
Absolutely, and feel free to reach out to me. My email is jkelly@nutleynj.org, and I'm not quite sure if what your contact information is, so it might be better for you to just reach out to me through that email address.
Okay, it's catpezo@gmail.com. But I will be emailing you.
You'll email me, okay.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Okay, I don't believe there are any more folks that want to address us this evening. But before I entertain a motion of adjournment on Sunday evening, the Nutley Clergy Fellowship held a prayer service for those that we've lost to the COVID virus and to those that have suffered and to those that are still recuperating. And I just want to thank them for hosting such a wonderful event. It was very moving, and I believe it was very necessary. So I just want to thank them. Having said that, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Excuse.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye. Thank you very much.
Good night, everybody.
The time is 9:57.